From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president speaks in Germany. U.S. President Barack Obama said today he would approve the deployment of up to 250 more special forces troops in Syria to reinforce gains made against the Islamic State. He added, however, that the U.S. cannot win the battle by itself.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden working with us on behalf of our collective security.
The president went on to say that the military is not the only solution for the battle against ISIS and elsewhere.
So make no mistake, these terrorists will learn the same lesson as others before them have, which is your hatred is no match for our nations united in the defense of our way of life. And just as we remain relentless on the military front, we're not going to give up on diplomacy to end the civil war in Syria, because the suffering of the Syrian people has to end, and that requires an effective political transition.
Stephen Zunis is an analyst at the University of San Francisco.
Given that Obama has had a pretty cautious approach in terms of U.S. Military involvement in Syria, it could be an indicator that the initial troop deployment has been successful. It is an indication, in his mind at least, that additional U.S. forces could actually advance the cause of defeating ISIS.
The deployment would bring the number of U.S. troops in Syria to 300. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Obama had said the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who he said are essentially propping up President Bashar al-Assad. President Obama also said the U.S.-led coalition will continue airstrikes against ISIS targets in places like Raqqa and Mosul. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council condemns North Korea's Saturday missile test, calling it another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. North Korea says the test was successful. South Korea calls it a failure. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA it's a little of both.
It partially worked, which is kind of the typical with a new missile program. They don't work perfectly when you start, and you have to resolve little problems that eventually lead to hopefully a successful program. So far, they're partway into the program, more normal for a developing missile system.
President Obama said North Korea continues to be actively engaged in provocative behavior. The U.S. expressed disappointment for what it calls the continued failure of South Sudan's government and rebels to form a transitional government. Saturday, the Juba government denied landing rights to the plane carrying rebel leader Riek Machar, saying he violated agreements. Africa's longest-serving leader, President Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea, appears poised to extend his 36-year rule following elections on Sunday, in which the 73-year-old predicted he would get 90% of the vote. Voter turnout was reported very low. Opponents in the West African oil-producing nation says President Obiang has consistently rigged the ballot and they called for a boycott. Austria's anti-immigration far-right Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer won the first round of the presidential election, gathering more than 35% of the vote and leaving five rivals far behind, including nominees for the ruling governing coalition. In Serbia, preliminary vote tallies show the coalition of pro-European Union parties, led by Prime Minister Aleksandar Vujovic, sweeping to a landslide win in Sunday's general elections. Meanwhile, in U.S. politics, the effort to prevent Republican frontrunner Donald Trump from becoming the nominee for U.S. president took a new step late Sunday as his two chief rivals, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, openly detailed their plan to work against Donald Trump. With less than 3 months before the Republican convention in Cleveland, Mr. Trump sits as the only candidate with a mathematical chance of reaching the majority of delegates needed to clinch the nomination. Meanwhile, for the Democrats, frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her opponent Bernie Sanders are campaigning aggressively ahead of tomorrow's primary voting in five northeastern states. Now, Ms. Clinton leads Sanders in polls in all five states. Singer Billy Paul, best known for his song Me and Mrs. Jones, died on Sunday. He was 80 years of age. He continued to perform throughout the years. Associated Press reports that he was lining up appearances shortly before his death. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.